Yesterday, we learned of Masuda Chow's, a popular restaurant on Main Street in downtown Buffalo. They have let it be known that they are leaving. Their last day is September 7th. And it joins a trend of businesses leaving downtown Buffalo. James Gardner is running for mayor of Buffalo on the GOP line, and he joins us this afternoon. James, thanks for taking some time for us.
Joe, always a pleasure.
You know, we talk about all the issues facing the city of Buffalo, and one of the things that I have noticed, again, it's been an issue most of my life, but you really notice it these last few years since COVID, and that is the fact that downtown Buffalo is dying, and more and more businesses are leaving. James Gardner, how do you view this, and how do we turn this around?
I think anybody who has who lives in this region, who lives certainly, you drive downtown after 5 o'clock, and you could shoot a cannon down Main Street and not hit a soul. There's absolutely no traffic whatsoever, nothing happening, no activity, no people, and a lot of that has to do with, I think, the public safety issue. I look at this as a two-pronged problem. You got a short-term problem of there's no traffic downtown. There are no people downtown. There's nothing to do downtown. I mean, if you look at it in the summer, what's bringing people down south of Allen Street? We don't have Shays. We don't have Thursday in the Square anymore. A couple of Buffalo Bisons games, and that's it. And we used to, when I was a younger guy, there used to be concerts downtown. There used to be things that brought residents from all over Erie County and city residents down to the urban core. That's not happening. And one of the big reasons that I believe that's not happening is that people don't feel safe. People don't feel safe downtown. When they are downtown, they see homeless people living in front of the central library. They see garbage strewn all over the place. These are issues that every city has. But what seems to only happen in Buffalo is an entire unwillingness to deal with these problems, to clean up the downtown area, to make people feel safe. And programmatically, there's nothing that is going on. There's no events. There's no concerts. There's no draw. You need a draw to people downtown. And I think another component of this is we've sort of stalled in terms of housing development in the downtown area. We have a good core of affordable housing, which is very important. And I think we have a good core of luxury housing, high-end real estate housing in the downtown area. We've got nothing in the middle. And those are the people that drive businesses. Those are the people that go to restaurants. Those are the people that visit stores, that shop. And we've got none of that going on right now. And I don't think we've got any of it on the horizon. And that fundamentally has to change if we're ever going to revive downtown Buffalo in a meaningful way.
You know, and that's the sad reality, James, as I look at it, because I agree with you. I mean, I don't just, hear it from people I talk with. I see it in the news. I hear it from business owners that they're seeing people not coming downtown and people are listing, the crime and the issues we're seeing. We also hear it, obviously, out here in the suburbs. Look at the Galleria. They have issues, especially following stories of, fights breaking out at the mall. But James, I mean, this trend continues. The more we get away, from business, the more we get away from businesses being downtown, you clean the crime thing up. I mean, downtown could be completely lost.
That's right. I mean, we have a narrow window, I think, to fix this. I mean, right now we're in a situation where we're losing the battle to retain the businesses that we have. You hear these restaurateurs and the business shop owners that are down there, and they're, I don't care what line of business they're in, they're hanging by a thread. And we have a limited window to to give those businesses a lifeline. And at the same time, we need to be doing something. We need to be working to recruit, infusing new businesses and new people to the area. And it really, I think, in the short term, in the shortest possible terms, you need to bring. There has to be, and there's been an increased visibility of the Buffalo Police Department. And I think the current mayor has done a great job of putting more police officers on the street downtown, walking around downtown. That's a huge part of it. It needs to continue, but we also need to work together. We need to engage with Buffalo Place. We need to engage with some of these other organizations that used to promote the downtown area, used to promote downtown events to build foot traffic. People want to be with other people, right? I mean, we're people are social animals. And if you go downtown on a Thursday night or tonight and you start walking around, it's dead. And you're going to say, I'm not coming back here. I want to go find where the people are, where the action is. And right now we've got none of that. We need to work together with the business owners, with the restaurant owners, with the bar owners, and start rebuilding what we used to have at a minimum, which was there used to be something that drew people downtown in the summer when our weather is the best, you know. And then, you know, you hope right now, if you own a business in Buffalo, what are you hoping for? You're hoping that the Sabres are relevant and decent enough where people are going to come down and eat before they go into the game. And if that doesn't happen, what's on the horizon for you? It's very bleak, and it has to change.
That's the sad thing, James, is, you know, I hear people say, well, once the Sabres are good again, but, I mean, that's, you know, that's only for a few games. Most business owners, I mean, if you think about it, back in the run in the mid-2000s, that was additional business to what you already have. If you're counting on that for your business to survive, I think that says more about Buffalo than it does the Buffalo Sabres.
You got it. It really, and it's just, we just seem to be, it's not just that we're stuck in neutral. It kind of feels like we're backsliding. The people who invested, who put their sweat and their dollars into building businesses in downtown are really, they're losing the battle. And it's not all because of them. It's not because they haven't worked hard enough. It's because the city leaders and state leaders, you know, we passed these laws that made it much more difficult to keep people safe, and it's become, and we've sort of, and as a result of that, you've seen a lot of sort of the organic social events that used to happen in downtown Buffalo have just absolutely gone by the wayside, because it's just people, they're either too dangerous, or people don't come because they're fearful for their safety. And until we change that paradigm, it really is a desperate situation.
You know, I think 21 years ago, the Goo Goo Dolls downtown, and everyone was pointing to that with, look at all those people that are downtown. That's going to be the future of downtown Buffalo. And James, I mean, sadly, it's you don't hear as many people saying that. And I think you're right. I think there's a few factors, but I think it's the crime. And I think it's, you know, scary for a lot of people that one of the individuals running in this race, I mean, was a vocal part of the Defund the Police movement just 5 years ago.
That's right. And that's ultimately, this is a conversation that goes beyond just downtown. It goes to the city as a whole. And I've, you know, these last months covering every corner of the city. And I don't care whether you're in South Buffalo, North Buffalo, the East Side, the West Side, everybody has the number one issue is the same. No matter all of the other challenges that Buffalo has, and believe me, the list is long. The top issue is always public safety. We don't feel safe in our neighborhoods. We don't feel safe when we're walking around. Our kids aren't safe to play outside. What are you going to do to help us? And that, to me, that's the number one issue on this race. And because of it, I know I am the best candidate to win this race and to lead Buffalo in a new direction, because I know public safety. I know how to fix the problem. And not only will it make our livability and quality of life better, but it will eventually make the downtown and the commercial districts of our city wake up again. Because once people feel confident that public safety is the key issue, is the number one priority of their government, they're going to feel more confident going outside and recreating themselves.
You know, James, on that, this was last week or the week before. It was when I was still at the fair. We had someone call in. I was talking about retail theft. And, you know, you go to some of these big box stores and everything's locked up. And someone called me from in the city and said, you know, you go to certain, you want certain things at the grocery store, you want certain things that are at a pharmacy. You're waiting 10, 15 extra minutes because someone actually has to come and unlock a case for you to get deodorant, and then needs you to unlock a case to get this and that. And it really highlights, the minute you walk into a store in the city, highlights the issues with retail theft that we are seeing throughout Buffalo.
Absolutely. I mean, you walk into, look at all the Rite Aids that have closed and the CVSs that have closed and the Walgreens that have closed. And I mean, and before they did, you couldn't get anything off the shelf anymore. They had one or two display items, and then you had to go get the clerk in order to get what it was that you wanted to buy. And it just sort of, it's all these little things that reinforce to consumers, to residents, and to everyone in between that the community that we're in isn't as safe as it used to be, right? And that is a poisonous thing for a city, for a neighborhood, and for a community, is when it's reinforced in your head at every opportunity that you're not safe, you begin to feel unsafe. And we have to change it. The best way to change it is to, again, make sure that public safety is our number one priority, that we invest in public safety, that we invest in keeping our streets clean, that we invest in making our neighborhoods livable again. Those are the things that eventually will get us through this lull period, this backsliding where people just don't feel great about it. People don't feel great about going downtown. People don't feel great about living downtown because they don't feel safe.
James, following this, I know we talked a few weeks ago, but following this campaign, if you weren't in Western New York for 5 months ago, you might not even know that Sean Ryan's running for mayor. I mean, I see you. You're out there. You're on the local news stations. You're talking with us. Even Michael Gaynor was on over the weekend. Yet Sean Ryan is nowhere to be seen. Any updates if you two are going to be in the same room together before the election?
I have no update on that. And, you know, what is it, what does Sun Tzu say? Or what's the old phrase, like when your enemy is making a mistake, don't interrupt him? I hope Sean Ryan has found Joe Biden's bunker and is staying down there. Because believe you me, I feel the energy, the excitement, and the momentum of going out and visiting with members of our community all across the city. And what it does is, in spite of all of the challenges that our city has, you cannot help but feel optimistic. In spite of, you drive down some of the bleak stretches of Broadway and of Genesee, and then you turn the corner and you see, people who are outside working on their houses. You see kids playing in their backyards, and you know that they need help. They need a city hall that will work with them to make their neighborhoods more livable. Whatever your ancestry, if you live in Buffalo, you're a tough person, and you're willing to dig in and dig out. And I have every confidence that when I'm elected, the next 4 years are going to be so much better than the past 40 that we're going to fundamentally alter the trajectory of this city and this region.
Well, James, love seeing you out there fighting for every vote and earning every vote. And we always enjoy talking with you, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Anytime, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. That is GOP candidate for mayor, James Gardner.